So yeah, I was out of commission for about a day and a half. I think I'm back to normal. We'll see. Getting close anyway. While I was out of commission, you know, when you get sick, it really wasn't sickness. I think I had something lodged in my, some food lodged in my throat, and my body was reacting against it. Anyway, when you get sick or you're on your deathbed, that's what it felt like. You start to have dreams and stuff, you know, that you normally don't have. I dreamed that the ex showed up back up in my world, or tried to, you know. And it was the same mindset. She didn't even grow at all. She still had the same mindset. It was like bizarro land, you know. Still had the Jezebel spirit, still had the trying to impress people, you know, outward show, and really not connected to you, just a false, there was no connection, it was just a false show, you know. No real connection, just a false connection, you know. That might be, need to be an audio on its own, but that's not what I was going to talk about. I was talking about the other week, somebody told me about how the most people are thinking like Big Brother. I've never seen the show, but about how people try to get to the top, you know. And that is definitely not a worldview. I mean, that's definitely not a biblical worldview. That's a worldly worldview. And that kind of mindset, if a person has that kind of mindset, they're of the world, and they think they're okay, I guess, because the whole world's doing it. But to be able to think like that is just to climb to the top, over top of other people, and change loyalties and shift loyalties here and there, and not tell the truth and play games. I mean, that's what made me think about that dream. Oh, the worldly wisdom of the Jezebel is always trying to climb and rise to the top, you know. And as I scrolled through a few feeds, and there was some woman talking about women of power, talking about, it was on Instagram or something, the women of power want to rise up in the system, you know. And that is the system mindset. The system. The snake. I went to the grocery store this morning just to get some bottled water, and as I was standing in line, there was some music in the background. It wasn't anything fancy, but it was just music. And this girl in her tights, I guess you call it tights, she started shaking her body according to the music. And I see that a lot of places, Walmart or whatever, wherever there's music, there's not a lot going on with music. You don't see men doing that. You see the women just shaking according to the music. What is the music? The music is a sine wave, S-I-N-E, wave, up and down, up and down, up and down. It's the snake. Turn the sine wave 90 degrees, and you see the snake on the pole. Jesus became sin for us, was nailed to the cross. What is the world system? It's the snake. The music is to muse. To amuse you, to muse you to sleep. You're asleep, Neo. You're asleep, Trinity. You've been mused to sleep. The National Broadcasting Service is to broadcast you down. Broadcasting Service. Now, you could look at it two different ways. National means birth. Broadcasting is broadcasting to the broad mindset. And a broad would be like the lower level woman. So they're trying to, and a service, service, you know, you could look at it this way, is the intention, the good intention would be to birth you from the flesh mind, which is the broad casting, birth you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. And so the National Broadcasting Service, you could look at it this way, as a service to birth you out of the flesh mind to the spirit mind. But the system uses it to downcast you, to throw you down. That's the whole purpose. And it's a division, it's a dividing system. It separates the sheep from the goat. That's what this whole thing's about, separating the sheep from the goat. And so, like the TV shows, like the Jerry Springer, or the Big Brother, or a lot of these shows are actually at the frequency of you, of what you are. In other words, if you like the drama and the chaos and the climbing to the top and the fighting and the throwing each other under the bus and stuff like that, then you're probably a goat. It's separating the sheep from the goat, right? And so the sheep, this is why the Bible talks about how the rich take the saints and the poor and put them under so much pressure to steal and to kill and destroy. It's really a trip, to be honest with you, how these agents rise up, and then they try to keep their power by stepping on the heads of the common man. Anyway, that's how the system works. And when you have a dream about X, and that dream shows they're still thinking, the chances of a person changing in this system is very rare. The only way you're going to change is by the Holy Spirit pulling you up. Upward flow by the Holy Spirit. Because it's a downcasting system. And Rockefeller is fell of rock. Rothschild is child of wrath. The word Roth means wrath. And so everybody, think about it. Everybody's all great, worships, what's his name? One of the richest men in the world, Buffett. Think about his name, Buffett. He pretty much owns the insurance companies. One of them, at least, to buffet you. They print all this money to buffet you. Gates is the gatekeeper. Their names reveal what they are. Because it's a script. And you might say, well, how can their names reveal what they are? Because it's a script. Hello? It's a script. Now, you can either do God's will, or you can do the world's will, the big brother, the world, the flesh, and the prime life. And like that last video I did, not the last one, the one before. You really think your life is your own? You really think your thoughts are your own? You really think your words are your own? Who created language? God. Who created the phonics? God. Who created the words and the alphabet? God. Who created all the concepts in reality, the heating and the air, the hot and the cold, the seasons? Who created all this? God created it all. And so do you think you have something new? You might invent an air conditioner, but God already invented an air conditioner in the world system and the shade tree and the evaporation. All man did was discover it. Uncover. Discover is uncover. So everything that man thinks he's doing is not even man doing it. It's not in man's way, as direct as it says. So your thoughts are not your own. If you have thoughts, they're either coming from one of two places: the devil or God. If you have thoughts, they're coming from one of two places: the devil or God. And actually, the devil's, because the flesh mind, the devil's only the king of the flesh, king of Tyre, king of Tyre, because Adam and Eve chose to go into sin. They submitted themselves to the devil's system. So the devil is nothing more than your flesh mind. But when Jesus said, the devil comes to tempt me, but he has nothing in me. Because Jesus walked in the spirit mind. And when you're down here on this earth, it's a befallen system. Time is befallen. It's the snake. That's what I'm saying. You go in a grocery store and they start shaking their body right there with their little stretch pants on right in front of everybody. It's like they're wanting attention. They're seeing who they can, they're seeing who they can pull into their little trap. Think about it. Actually, think about it really deep. They've got four or five that they pulled in their little coven, fleshly coven. But they're seeing who else they can pull in. There might be somebody who makes more money. You know, it's all the same game, whether it's the world, Big Brother, the system, whatever. It's all the same game at the grocery store. Somebody dancing right there in the grocery store line, shaking their body, trying to get your attention. So the flesh mind, if you have thoughts that line up with the flesh mind, it's because you're of the world, the flesh, and the prior life. If you have thoughts that line up with the spirit mind, it's because you line up with the Holy Spirit, God's Word, the truth. And so a lot of these people who go to church think they're in the spirit mind when they're not, because you can hear it by their words. Everything out of their mouth reveals what they are. Everything out of their mouth reveals what they are. I'm going down here to get some breakfast, and this guy's raising his hands and like begging for money. And he's healthier than me. Why don't he go get a job? Because they don't want a job. They want to play the victim. The victim mindset is what? The flesh mind. Yeah, you will be attacked by speaking truth, but that you overcome. You don't have to be the victim.